Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Michelle is joining us for War of the Roses today. Michelle, things are not so great in your relationship. What's going on?
Well, a couple reasons. First of all, he's been really mean to me lately, saying just really unnecessarily hurtful things, and just he doesn't seem to be taking interest in our conversation and really just engaging in our relationship like he usually would.
So he's kind of checked out.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is that he told me that he was going to come over to my apartment, and he didn't. And so I drove by his place, and his lights were on, and I saw a girl walk by the window.
Ooh.
And I just want to know what the hell is going on there.
No, okay, so this might be a little of an invasive question, but was she clothed? Was she in the buff? What, I mean, you saw her walk by the window.
Well, she had clothes on. It was just, you know, an attractive girl that I have never seen. It's definitely not a friend of his.
When you drove past his house, did he tell you that he wasn't home? I mean, was there a reason why you drove past, or was it just a rando drive-by?
No, I mean, we were supposed to hang out, and then he just didn't show up.
Oh.
So I was going by to, like, see if he was okay.
Oh, girl, he's cheating on you. Come on.
Yeah. All the signs.
I mean, what do you want from us? You just want to find out who it is?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to know for sure. I'm trying not to jump to conclusions.
I don't know.
I guess it's easier to walk away from a situation when you have closure on.
Yeah, I get it. All right. You guys want to do this war?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, we will call Alan, your boyfriend of 2 years. We'll find out who he sends the card to. Now, if he sends it to someone else, let's wait and see what he puts on the card so we really know what's going on in the relationship. That does help us out a lot with the war, okay?
Okay.
All right, don't say anything until we get as much info as we can. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Alan?
Yes.
Hi, Alan. My name is Josie. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today? I've got a $100 bouquet of roses for you to send to somebody free of charge, and it's all part of our referral program. One of your friends referred you to get this dozen roses.
I don't think I follow.
Well, Alan, it's free of charge. We just ask that you share our company on social media, and we just do it for a little publicity, if you will. No charge to you, though. I don't need a credit card. Just if you have someone in mind, it'll only take a minute to set this up.
Oh, you don't need a card?
Nope. Just a free romantic dozen red roses for you to send to someone.
How long does it usually take to get to the person?
I could have it out today.
Like, when do they receive it?
I could have it delivered today.
Okay.
So by this afternoon.
Can you do it for tomorrow?
Sure. First thing tomorrow?
Yeah.
Sure.
Send them to Michelle.
Okay. And I have a romantic card to go with these flowers. What would you like to put on her romantic card?
I'm going to be a little different than what you've used to. Will you put down it's over?
It's over. Okay. Let me remind you that these
down,
are romantic flowers.
I get it. They're free, right? Just do this for me, please.
Okay.
Put down it's over.
Okay.
And then put down you know why.
You know why.
And let's just leave it just like that. Just those two things, okay?
Okay, would you like to... Obviously, you want to sign your name to this card. What happened? Is this an ex-girlfriend? Or a soon-to-be ex?
I'd rather not get into that with you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? You're breaking up with me? You're breaking up with me in disguise of something nice? What the hell?
Whoa. Hold on. What's going on here?
Alan, that is Michelle. She's been on the line. You're on the Mini Rory and Lorraine Morning Show on War of the Roses. She heard everything.
What the f*** is this?
It's a radio show where we catch cheaters. We didn't catch you cheating, but...
Wow, Michelle, really?
What do you mean, really? You're the one who's breaking up with me I have done nothing to deserve this kind of treatment from you.
Alan, do you have someone else on the side? Is that why you're breaking up with Michelle?
I don't have anything on the side. You know, I don't have anything on the side, okay?
What do you mean you don't have anything on the side? I saw a random girl.
This is the same.
I saw a random girl in your apartment.
Michelle, stop. I'm sick of hearing this voice. I'm sick of hearing this tone.
So what is on the card you said, you know what you did?
Okay, Michelle, you want to do it this way? I have a buddy of mine, okay? And I know that they fooled around. And then she tells me, she lies to me and says not.
Okay, so let me get this straight, Alan. You're saying that Michelle cheated on you with one of your friends. You know about it. But then you guys move past it, and now Michelle, you think Alan's cheating on you?
We have already cleared this up. This happened a while ago. You have been neglecting me left and right.
It sounds like you guys are on the
sound of your voice really hurts my ears. I don't want to talk about this. Okay.
Or do you have someone else, Alan? Because Michelle says that there might be someone else.
He said no.
I have no idea what that is.
There is no other girl in your apartment?
No.
There was just a random girl.
Just appeared there without your knowledge?
Oh, sure. That's really believable, Alan.
That's a cheater's mind.
Okay.
I had Celise over to my place from work. You know the transitions that are going on, and I have a huge new workload to take on.
The most attractive girl in your office had to be the one to help you. Of course. Makes perfect sense, Alan.
You know what? This is a cheater's mind.
You guys aren't right for each other. We know that, right?
Yeah. This needs to end.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, it's finished. Yeah, it's finished.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Still to come.
Now the tweets are pouring in at the MRL Show, Facebook Live. Everyone's commenting.
They were mad. She was mad.
Man. But she drove by the house and spied and saw the woman inside. Let's get calls in. When did you spy? When did you drive by your significant other's house? And what'd you see? 704-570-9595. We'll take your calls next.
Check, check, mic check. One.